A variety of things come by the flesh, the enemy, and circumstantially that can avert the ease with which one seeks me. But these things are to be overcome, rather than my beloved being overcome by these things. In all things there is victory for those who rely on me. At all times worship, at all times press in and lend your voice to me, that I might bring to pass the words of truth, the words of authority that your heart speaks, those spirit words by which you and I agree. My will prayed in the spirit affects more than the one who is praying, for I am using your authority for much that is needed. My house shall be known as a house of prayer, and the training is ongoing that is bringing forth a greater strength and depth to these things. Spirit-led praying is the authority I seek, and I have many houses being built up into houses of prayer, built up as abiding places of authority for my use. Continue to run with endurance the race that is set before you, for the enemy does not stop or relent, and the training of my army includes a diligence beyond your current status in me. The race does not go to the swift, but to those who are enduring. The swiftness I desire is that of being swift to hear and swift to obey in the running of the race each day. The pathway of the diligent has an intimacy that brings life and strength to all things pertaining to one's life in me. The necessary thing is communion with me, an intimacy whereby each one is built up in me. And in our fellowship, there is a buttressing for each one's life against the works of the enemy. My desire is the moments and times and seasons of stealing away with me. I have many vessels who bear the life that is in me, but only a remnant who are making themselves available to bring forth for me the birthing of which I have been speaking. This birthing must take place before there is a birthing of other things that even now are being planted in the womb, in the heart of those who are making times with me a priority. First the child, then comes the developing and maturing of this child by those who are faithfully adhering to my speaking. It is not a time to slow down, my beloved, for this race you run is run all the way to the end. Like good soldiers, trained and ready soldiers, be on guard. Be ready at all times concerning those things that come to deter or slow down your continual progress in me. It is a good land you are occupying of a non-diminished life in me. The fellowship with me through my spirit is priority above all things, for only in this is full stewardship attained in your walk with me. Stewards, houses of prayer, vessels of dominion and authority, images of love, soldiers of faith and glory, this is my army, my workmanship, and I am counting on each one to hold fast to my speaking, to dig deeper and deeper into that which is yours for receiving. There is no slowing down. There is only increase. For all that is being gained in the maturing is the strength to run the race faster, to know even more what it means to be enduring, to live in me, to move, and have your being in me. My speaking continually points to the heart of what I am thinking, and without an adherence to these things, there is not fullness of agreement with me. The measure of my word you keep, the measure by which you adhere to my speaking, is the measure of your stewardship in me. Draw closer to me, my warriors. Draw closer to the words of my speaking. Draw closer to my spirit and adhere to his speaking, for he gives you that which he receives from me. Draw closer to me, my soldiers, for I am your victory, and I am increasing your stewardship in me. Humble yourselves even more, and follow the words of my speaking, for they are the spirit and life you need to walk complete in me.